epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny will take you to 6:30 tonight. Thanks to the law firm of Condori and Murad making the show possible. They'll schedule a consultation for you right now with their attorneys. Go to kmlawyers.com. They'll handle all the important stuff you need: last will and testament, living trust, medical power of attorney. Tell them we sent you, get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Let's go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, for a little camp check-in with John Keim, the dean of the Commanders beat, who's out in Ashburn. KC, it's been good to see you the last few days. It has been very hot, very sweaty, but the boys are getting some good work in. How are you?
Well, I was doing well until I had a flat tire on my bike ride about 20 minutes ago. But other than that, it's been great.
Oh no.
Yes, it's all good.
That is gigantic pain in the butt.
That is a pain in the biscuits.
And you got the day off tomorrow, so you would have been bike riding, and now I guess you got work to do.
Well, I had work to do anyways. But yes, it's all good. But yeah, it's been, the last few days have been kind of brutal, so I'm glad that they started practice earlier. So, it's a fast-paced practice, as you know.
So let's start with Terry McLaurin. It's the most talked about story in camp for good reason. I hate that every conversation is dominated by this, but this is where we are now. A, how surprised are you that we're talking as the calendar is about to be turned over to August and he's still not practicing? And B, how and when do you think this ends?
I'm not at all surprised, because I've always felt like this was going to be very tricky to get done. The age thing is a big deal. And right or wrong, fair or not, it is. And when you're at that stage, you're just not going to get certain types of money for a receiver, because their analytics would show, and most people say, like, that's when receivers start to fade, fair or not. But that was one. But then I knew it would be tricky too, because I know on the other side, Terry McLaurin is a very resolute person, and he places a high value on himself, and he wants others to acknowledge that, or at least he wants to be viewed that way, right? And he's very strong in his beliefs. And he believes that he should be paid in that, clearly the receivers getting paid this offseason, DK Metcalf, Garrett Wilson, guys like that, like that's the neighborhood that he clearly feels he belongs in. And so that's why I felt like it was going to be tough. So not at all surprised when it gets done. I could see it getting done before the season, maybe after that last preseason game or so, when both sides realize, like, okay, you cannot take this into the season. And if it does, then it's like, you just don't want this to be a season long topic. And so I think this is just a guess that it would get done before the season, but both sides are going to have to budge to get that to happen.
get done as in a new deal, or get done as in eventually he just shows up because he doesn't have a choice?
Yes. How's that? I would lean toward an extension at that point. Will McLaurin, here's the other thing, like McLaurin could always do the Kirk Cousins thing, right? Listen, you don't want to pay me this amount? All right, then I'll go out and do this. And if I do well, you can franchise me and I'll get over $30 million, right? And then you could do it again the next year if you're still doing that well. But it's always, again, at this stage, when you turn, he would be going 31 in the next year. Would you be able to get that on the market if you didn't? So, like, that's where I think, they're going to have to look at that aspect. Like, okay, this team is willing to pay you whatever. Like, could they get up? Would they get to that 28, between 28 to 30 range to maybe get this done? That would be something that I would wonder. But, like, for him, do you want to go into free agency? I'm sure I would expect him to have a very good year. But again, you just know how the league looks at receivers at that stage. And, so that's why I think it would get done with an extension before the season starts.
When does it become a detriment for Terry's season and the team by consequence, right? Or by corollary. In other words, like, if he signs the day before the regular season, goes out and pulls a muscle because he's not football ready, that hurts everybody, right? Thinking of the Ayuk example from last year. Yeah. When's that date for him? It's probably a floating target, right, John?
I would think so, and that's a hard one to answer because the one thing I know about McLaurin is that he's going to be in really good shape because that's just who he is. And, but what kind of work is he doing here? But you're right, you're not doing football movements because you're not out there. You're not working. Like, the good thing for him is he has a rapport with Jaden Daniels. He knows the offense, but you still want to get out there and get a lot of reps in, right? And so, like, that's, I would think you would want at least a few weeks to get that. But I don't know that he'll get that. I just don't know. But you would think that it would be a good thing for both sides if that happened. Now, if there starts to become movement toward a deal, I think you would see him out on the field, right? Even before he signs, but you've got to get the movement first, and there hasn't been any. So, but yeah, that would be my number one fear is the injury. There's a lot of anecdotal history about guys getting hurt, when they have, if there's a prolonged holdout, not always, but it's there. And so you have to at least be concerned about that.
John Kime with us here.
Cognizant.
John Kime with us on Grant and Danny. Apologies, John. I mean to step on you there. Going through the elements of Terry, there's so many different kind of like angles, nooks and crannies, tentacles on the octopus, et cetera. But right now, I don't think anything has really been heard. I think players understand in this cutthroat, miserable league at times where they'll just cast you aside the instant they don't feel you're useful or somebody else drafted you. Guys understand fighting for everything that you can get when you have the chance to get it. I get that. When might the players start to say, okay, dude, you're trotting out and we're trying to give an interview to you or Grant or somebody else, and the crowd's yelling Terry because you're signing autographs and talking to your agent after every practice? When might that start to wear thin for teammates? Because, again, I don't think we're close to that yet.
No, we're not close to that. And I don't think that's going to be an issue because there aren't that many open days of practice. Mm. And eventually it's closed. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think if he was going out there during practice and all that, listen, I'll bet you some guys are okay with it because allows them to maybe not have to sign as many autographs when it's that hot and you've practiced for a couple hours, right? So I don't view that as a thing. I think that's, I think the optics might wear on others there, but I don't know on the players. Because then I think it comes back to how does he comport himself in the meeting room, in the locker room more than that. And, maybe, I don't know that some guys do it, but again, they just don't have enough open practice for that to become a big issue to me, for the players.
John, watching practice, and there have been good moments and good practices for different guys, but it is very obvious that this wide receiver group without him is not anywhere close to what you would consider to be a Super Bowl caliber group. Now, you've got Jaden Daniels who can mask major deficiencies on offense, and they're greater than the sum of their parts for that reason. But I've been impressed by Washington's corner room. I feel like their man coverage looks really good, and I'm wondering, like, are they improved and good, and I'm sure they are, but some of this, that it's Michael Gallup and KJ Osborne and Chris Moore, like if you're Adam Peters out there watching every day, what does that do to this equation?
Well, first of all, like I think it's clear that they need him out there. I mean, there's no sugarcoating that. There's no obvious like, well, this player X can step in for him because he's ready to burst, right? There's nobody like that. I will also say, like, last year's group, this was the big discussion at this time last year. Who's the number two? Well, we know Deebo Samuel's here, right? And then you're reliant upon Noah Brown's health, Luke McCaffrey's development, Jalen Lane's development. Does Gallup or Osborne have anything left, right? So there are definitely questions. But, you know, to your point earlier, Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown had the best years of their career. Noah Brown would have had that had he not gotten hurt. You know, McCorn had the most productive in terms of TDs with Daniels. So there's, you know, there are things, you're right, you can mask because of the quarterback. But, you know, it certainly helps McLaurin's leverage to see that. I mean, like watching today, Grant, like there's a lot of work on fades and stuff. And like that's, you know, those are go balls. Like those are things, that's a route that McLaurin excels on and, you know, making contested catches down the field. So like you certainly notice the absence. But you know, when you look at it, like I think you can make the case they're deeper than last year when he shows up. But then you have to have like Samuel's got to stay healthy. Noah Brown's got to stay healthy. And if they do, then you have something different. But yeah, I will say this too, and you brought up like the corners look really good.
John, they signed Javon Kinlaw to it's a friendly cap number this year, 5-3.
Right.
If you told me they signed Javon Kinlaw, that's the 3-year AAV, I'd go, oh, that's good, kind of post-type sleeper. Maybe, you know, another change of scenery. The change of scenery might do him good.
Right.
But the next couple of years, it's a $16-plus million cap hit. They're paying him like he's really, really good when the production hasn't matched that. Just kind of want your state of the union on Kinlaw.
Sure. So yes, and that's all fair, and I think that's something that you would hear. That was a big question in the offseason. I will say, like, if he plays pretty well, 16-3 is pretty good deal for a defensive lineman at this point, like right inside. So, you know, I think it's like, so I don't look at that as prohibitive, as long as he plays well. And then it's like really after that second year, if he doesn't, then it's really 1 year of a higher cost. So I don't know that, you know, and there were a couple other teams interested in him, my understanding. I'm not sure who they were. So it is a question. And I think what they're clearly hoping is that, one, Adam Peters know him, Daryl Taft coached him, and Dan Quinn has cut his teeth on coaching defensive linemen. And so that's one thing. And then the other part is, like, they feel like he's finally had a couple years where he's been healthy, and that the inability to stay healthy early in his career, not just during the season, but then having to rehab in the off season, not really working on your game, was a big, was a problem from early in his career. So I think their feeling is that he's starting to ascend now. Right. So if he hits, then you have a really good, you know, cap hit next year. If he's just okay, then it's a little bit more for sure. And if he's not good, well, then you're going to have to live with it for a year. But watching him out there, like, they're, you know, he's a big presence inside. They're moving him all over the place. So they clearly had a plan for how they want to use him. And, you know, the big knock on him when you talk to people around the league is consistency. And, you know, will he become more consistent? That will be the key. And, you know, but he is a big presence there. And they'll put him – they have their three defensive tackle sets. He can play end in that set. He can play over the center in some pass rush sets. He can play, you know, he's a defensive tackle, right? So I think that presence is something they're hoping really kind of helps his game and helps them for sure.
Our buddy John Keim covers the Commanders for ESPN. He's John_Keim on social. I wanted to run this by you and just see if you think this is fair or not. Everyone takes this as super negative, and I don't mean it that way, but I wanted to go to camp in week one and watch Josh Connerly and come away saying, that guy's got to start at right tackle in week one.
Right.
And I don't feel like that when I watch him. To me, not only is there not a gap between him and Wiley, but right now I would say Wiley should probably be the right tackle to start. Is that a hot take, or like how do you feel about what you've seen from Connerly?
I think that's fair. I think what you – now, listen, they just put the pads on. We've seen him in pads one time.
Yeah.
You got to see him in games. See him in the joint practices. There's a long way to go. I do think there's an adjustment period for him. And I – you know, it's funny. I was talking about this with someone out there today, and to me this is akin to – but he was a higher draft pick than Brandon Coleman. I get that. But, like, having Cornelius Lucas there helped Coleman, allowed Coleman to ease into the lineup. I think Wiley does that for Connerly. When I watch him, like, I if they had to start the season today, I would think they would put Wiley in there because he's just more ready. I mean, and I don't think that's a knock. I just think that's what it is. But, again, one day in pads, long way to go. We're not even in August yet, but that's the early part is like, yeah, I think he, you know, there are times that he's facing, like, on one rush, Jacob Martin. On another rush, it's Dorrance Armstrong. On another rush, it's, you know, Andre Jones or you know, any, you know, pick another, Dietrich Wise, right? So, in other words, like, a variety of pass rushers are being thrown at him, too. I think then you have to get used to, how is a guy doing something? And then you get used to way one guy does it and another guy comes and throws you a different curveball, right? So I think there's that. He worked at left tackle today and just my, you know, untrained offensive line eyes, look, he looked comfortable at left tackle. Like that was his natural position. I don't think they asked him to do a whole lot different at right side, but it is a different side. So, you know, there's sometimes you get a little bit off balance because you're getting used to how guys are against you. So
it's funny you say that because my thought was, I bet you he'd look, even though it's quote unquote harder position to play, I bet you he'd look better on the left side because it's what he's always done.
And so far, and you know, they don't need him there because of Laremy Tunsil. But
right.
Yes, I think, you know, clearly they feel like, I mean, if he had to down the road, it could be a left tackle. But I do think like there's an adjustment period for him. I think they're lucky to have Wiley still around because, you know, I think it would not shock me if Wiley is the guy early in the season and then Connerly just kind of eases his way in, gets more used to it. But again, like I want to see him in the joint practices. How does he handle that, right? And how does he handle the preseason? And then we'll learn a lot more. But right now, yeah, that's certainly how it looks.
John, previous winners of the Marcus Mason Award have gone to Jarrett Patterson. We've seen a number of honorees over the year. The hype train has left the station.
McCullough, yeah, Nehemiah Broughton.
Lake Seastrunk, we know it.
Oh, yeah. Lake Seastrunk, that's – oh, yeah.
Bryce Love, who never even took a snap.
He was an all-pro in August.
The hype train has left the station for Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Talk to me.
Listen, like – so, a couple things. When you watch him on tape, very violent runner. So, like, but he played one game at Arizona. So, one game at a high college competition, right? And so, it's really hard to see, but you saw traits. And when you see him out here, like, you do see – I'll give a comparison. Like, when Alfred Morris was here in his first camp, even though running back is one of the harder positions to gauge in camp because you don't know – I mean, you got – if you've been at a camp, like – I remember the year Larry Johnson, I'm going to bounce around, but when Larry Johnson was here the one year way back when, he looked, you know, really good in training camp. The fans are cheering, he runs the ball, and everybody's like, oh my God, he looks great. You get in the season, he was averaging 2.0 yards a carry because he was done. But you don't see that in camp all the time because would this guy have tackled him? How would he have handled this cut? You know, I mean, so I think it's really hard to always say, but what you see from him is, and Dan.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Quinn talked about this. It's called the violent cuts. So I think you see the patience and vision as well, along with those kind of cuts. That's why, to me, those traits, how will they translate? But, you know, watching him run routes has looked pretty good. But I think he's definitely the guy. I think, GP, you did the video yesterday. He had to be the consensus guy that everybody wants to see. He's the biggest mystery because he didn't play last year. And you saw stuff like, but yeah, like, I like what I've seen so far. But again, like, you've got to, you know, pads. You have to do more in pads. You got to see it in the game. But the early returns, he looks good.
Cakes, we will let you go on that. Thank you, buddy. Look forward to seeing you out there in a couple days. Enjoy the day away from the facility tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it. ESPN's John Keim. Check him out on social at John_Keim. All of our camp coverage on The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. I think the position that Kroski Merritt plays is kind of the reason for the big story. Not only has he impressed, but there is room for somebody to step up there potentially. You can,
one would think, right?
Fight your way onto the roster. Jeremy McNichols is the number three. The last time we saw him, and he had a productive enough season down the depth chart last year, stepped up many times over and took advantage of opportunities. But he was fumbling in the NFC Championship game, you know, on special teams. There's no reason that Merritt, who they just drafted, can't be a third running back to start the year. And if you're on the roster and you get some opportunities, you could fight and scratch a claw and battle your way to more work. I mean, Brian Robinson has had years to show that he's going to be more than a 3.8 to 3.6 to 4.2, depending on the season, yard per carry guy. I think there is an opportunity there, and so far he's answered the bell, to John's point, but the important part has not happened yet.
There's well over 500 carries to be divvied out. If you're scoring at home, Jaden Daniels had almost 150 last year. Some of those are baked in on scrambles. Some of those are going to be designed here and there. I think everyone would probably sign up for that number going down at least slightly. You don't have to have him be your running game against Atlanta or, you know, a bunch of teams down the stretch. You'd still want him to run. That's part of what makes him Superman. But at the same time, it's not as if they've got a 300 carry back in there. They don't have Saquon Barkley. Robinson led the team last year with 187. You can't overuse Eckler. He had 77 carries last year. You'd probably want to keep him in that 75 to 100 carry range, assuming he plays the full season, which he hasn't at some time. So if you go 125 for Daniels, I'm saying roughly 75 for Eckler, that's 200 carries. To get to 500, there is space, because you're not doing Robinson 300 times, I wouldn't think, because you already referenced it. That's not your best use of touches. That is not an effective enough player to warrant giving him the football 250, 300 times.
Not unless he is more efficient than he's been at any point in his career to now.
And I just don't see that.
Make or break season, contract year, it's possible, but he's got, I would say, some improvement to do if that's going to be the case. And I just don't really believe in like the breakout after watching a guy for a few years at that spot. I feel like there's something missing. I don't know if it's vision.
I think it's vision.
A little bit of it, to me, is just explosiveness at that position. Even if he had perfect vision, he would be more decisive and he could get downhill. But it's not. He's never going to hit home runs or really be an extra base guy.
Yeah, you got a great vision. What are you going to do about it?
The
hole was over
hitter.
There. Yeah.
You know, he's a singles hitter. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. But that shouldn't, in this 2025 era, be mm-hmm. the guy. And I think Merritt would have a chance to hit some more extra base hits. And to turn a Robinson 7, 8, 9, 11-yard carry into 16 or 18 or 23 and pick up some of those chunks for you. Let's get you the leadoff, brought to you by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. The Nats are in Houston tonight to take on the Astros. Michael Soroka is pitching in what could be his final start with the Nats ahead of the trade deadline. Watch his velocity tonight. It was down about 3 miles per hour in his last start. His average fastball this year is around 95. He was pumping 96 earlier in the year. Last time out, he was 91, 92, even threw some 90-mile-an-hour fastballs. That'll make him harder to trade, but he has still been effective. He had a good outing, even with the velocity down. If he can throw hard enough that people don't think he's hurt, I think he could actually trade him because he's got really good stuff. One of the best breaking balls analytically in the sport this year. And when it's right, a fastball that's 95, 96.
He's had better peripherals than his numbers would show, and I think someone would recognize that, certainly. Maybe as a long reliever or somebody, he could help a team if he's not injured. I think that's a very key point. Leading off, Mike, shortstop. See, Jake Abrams back in the lineup, batting second, playing left field. That's James Wood. Batting third, playing second base, Luis Garcia Jr. Hitting cleanup, your DH, Josh Bell. He's batting fifth, he's playing first, Nathaniel Lowe. Batting sixth at third base, Brady House. Batting seventh in right field, Dalen Lyle. Batting eighth, doing the catching, Riley Adams. And batting ninth in center field, that is Jacob Young.
Big thanks to our producers behind the scene today, as always. Darris, Ryan, and Metal Chris. Hardworking. Appreciate you guys. Tomorrow, we've got a baseball game during our time slot. So we will be on after the Nats. We got a bit of a shorty. But looking forward, as soon as the Nats game's over, to breaking things down with you as we get closer and closer to the start of the preseason for the Commanders. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. We're back at it tomorrow, overtime with Linnell, next on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.